This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Hoo-la! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it or what to do with it or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Welcome to another mailbag episode of Bad with Money. I'm your host, Gabe Shane Dunn. This is a podcast about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. Welcome, welcome. If you want to write into the show, you can do so at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also message me at Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram or at BWM Pod on Instagram. If you want to watch a video of this, you can do so at Patreon, patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. This is a video. This is me. This is the mug I'm using, which you'll only be able to see if you watch the video. And if you did watch the video, let me know what you think of my mug. Okay, so this week on the show, we are going to talk about a little bit of a response we got to our quitting episode. We did an episode called Quitting is Good, actually, with Julia Keller, who wrote a book called Quitting, A Life Strategy. And I loved that interview. I thought it was a fantastic interview. Then we got some comments about the interview on Instagram that I thought were very interesting. So one person wrote, "This is very damaging. Write books all you want, but this won't suddenly be okay to do." Well, sure. I think that quitting, as we spoke about it in the episode, is more of a mindset of loving yourself and caring about yourself and caring about your mental health and not romanticizing suffering. So yeah, are people going to quit en masse? Probably not. But I think that something like that could help with increasing the minimum wage, increasing better treatment and work conditions. I think it's less, perhaps this person didn't listen to the interview because it's less like quit everything and more thinking about quitting in a way that doesn't create shame and the fear of failure. Anyway, I love the episode. I think it's really great. Obviously, you're simplifying it and saying that, you know, it's not going to be suddenly okay to quit everything. And I understand that. I mean, I personally am a proponent of UBI. We've talked about it, universal basic income, which would give people a minimum income every month so that people wouldn't be scrambling or be paycheck to paycheck. You know, if they had this little head start, I'm also a fan of reparations. Yeah, I think I want to live in a beautiful future where maybe people aren't suffering. That's just me. I know it's wacky. Okay, this is another message I got about the episode. Perseverance through toxic work cultures just to be able to say you're a good worker is awful. I would constantly skip breaks and work past clocking out to prove I was a good worker. And all it does is contribute to that toxic work mentality and make it harder for other workers to set healthy boundaries. Yes, spot on. Exactly. I think that this is part of a movement that I spoke about a bit with Julia Keller called quiet quitting, but also she talks about it as quasi quitting, which to her, quasi quitting means doing sort of the minimum at your job, or doing your job, not going above and beyond for no pay and not working yourself to the bone for no extra pay. And then while you're doing that, sort of keeping an eye out for other opportunities, looking for other jobs, maybe applying for other jobs, making sure that the job has your body, but they don't have your mind is basically what she was talking about. You should really listen to the episode. It seems like this person did and the other person did not. Someone else said, Julia should have a dialogue with Angela Duckworth, the author of Grit. That's extremely funny. I wonder if they've ever talked or met or spoken. But yeah, Grit was a book by Angela Duckworth, and it's called The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And it talks about, you know, what people go through when they fall down and get back up again. And I'm sure that's really beautiful. You know, I'm sure that the description says it is for anyone striving to succeed, be it parents, students, educators, athletes, or business people. The secret to outstanding achievement is not talent, but a special blend called grit. Sure. Sure. I would love to see those books together on a shelf, actually. Okay. This is a message from someone where I was talking about how much I paid for certified copies of my name change order. Because if this is your first time listening to the show, I am trans. I changed my name this year. And this person wrote, wait, Gabe, you paid how much for your certified copies of your name change order? $150 for three copies? What the fuck are the California courts on charging $50 a copy? Mine were only $7 a copy. Okay, that's interesting. I guess it depends on where you get your name changed. Mine were $50 a copy, yeah, and I got three. So if you've had your name changed, please write in and let me know how much it costs for you to do it. Or how much it costs for you to do it. And then, because mine was $435, and then how much it costs for you to get certified copies. As I wonder where this person was, that $7 was the number. It sort of reminds me of when I went to Cincinnati one time and had a beer that was $2. And I was like, oh, I've lived in LA for way too long. Florida, too. One time I had a beer that was 99 cents. They don't have that here. Let me tell you, not at restaurants. I'm sure some restaurant is going to write in and be like, we actually have $2 beers. Fine. But I'm just saying where you live, maybe it was $7. I'm sure there are other places where it's either less or more. So I would love for someone to write in and tell me how much it was, and also how much it was to actually file the paperwork. Because again, for me, it was $435 to file the paperwork. And I gave them a check. I paid in check, by the way. Oh boy, can your finances take a hit during the holidays? I've definitely had stuff come up that I, you know, forgot about last minute, gifts for people, realizing I don't have something for someone's plus one or significant other, trying to put together meals. I mean, you can think you've thought everything through for the holidays, and oh boy, might it take a while to recover financially. But we all get it. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to spend time with people and make the most of it and have this magical time that we all look forward to all year long. We spend more than we should during the holidays. Take control of your finances by using a Chime checking account with features like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I am notorious for forgetting about automatic payments, and then I overdraft. I have had a history of overdrafting my account. It's horrible. There's tons of fees. There's even fees for going below a certain number, even if you aren't overdrafting. Like, it is such a relief to have a Chime account that allows you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees. It's a financial tech company with a sense of community. You can have temporarily increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. Join the millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Set up direct deposit in your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges overdraft fees for using SpotMe. Enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so this is someone else who wrote in about coding interviews, which is, I think, just going to be the new name of the show. Okay, they wrote about software engineering whiteboard coding interviews. Weirdly, even though they're not great, they're sort of a step up from the old interview strategy, especially at places like Google. Sorry if you've talked about this before and I forgot, but it's pretty well known within tech that Google used to ask weird brain teasers like, how many ping pong balls can you fit into a Boeing 747? What? Oh my God. As their interview questions. And as you might expect, this does not necessarily select for people who have a lot of coding experience. It selects for people who are comfortable BSing in a job interview about a topic they have no experience in. How many ping pong balls can you fit into a Boeing 747? 5 million? Am I even in the ballpark? Okay, whatever. Anyway, okay. Like they didn't care if the answer was right. They just wanted to hear your thought process. Again, about something irrelevant to your area of expertise and the job you're applying for, which really tells you a lot about the tech bro mindset of making ultra confident assumptions about things they know nothing about. Switching to more relevant coding questions helped lead to a less bro-y, more diverse workplace. But obviously having a coding assessment in your job interview at all is still super stressful and imperfect. And then someone replied, I would like to defend wacky interview questions like this. I use them when hiring apprentices because since we were going to train them, I was more interested in how they would approach solving a problem and how they would react to something they probably didn't prepare for. They got a lot of points for asking for more details and for how they approached the problem. This feels like if you listen to my other podcast, this feels like hypotheticals, which is a game that my other co-host has me play, which is just like, you can ask follow-up questions and it's just kind of like impossible to win. But now I'm going to write how many pinballs would fit into a Boeing 747. Do you think I was right? Okay. So apparently it is 23 million. Yeah, I guess there's a Vault.com article called How to Answer Guesstimate Interview Questions. But if someone got this right immediately, I asked this and someone got it right immediately, just said the number, I would be like, oh, okay, so I don't get to hear any sort of thought process. Like, you just pretty much looked this up, like, got it. I misheard as ping pong balls. I misheard it as pinballs. And I was like, 10 million. Okay, that makes sense. I said 5 million. So clearly I would not do well in this ping pong ball Boeing 747 interview situation. But that's not true because again, like if you just rattled off the number, that doesn't show your thought process at all. But again, that is so, I don't know. I understand wanting to hear how people think, because I guess that would help you with the job. But I also just think that sometimes stuff is so self-important. Does that make sense? It's just like really self-important to be like, we're going to ask these mind-bending brain teaser questions so we can see how unique their minds are. And it's like, grow up. You're just hiring for a job. Okay, anyway, let's hear a voice memo from Brittany about a similar topic.
Hi, Gabe. My name is Brittany, she, her. I am a teacher in Illinois, and I wanted to weigh in on the whole take-home project, solve problems in front of interviewers question, even though we haven't been talking about education. But I think what a lot of people don't realize, that I didn't fully realize until this year, is that as part of a lot of teacher interviews, you are expected to teach a lesson to students at that school. So this requires taking extra time out of your day and taking that sick time. And then also the interviewers sit in, so they are also taking time out of their day. But it felt kind of related to me thinking about this unpaid labor question, that yes, the teacher whose class you're subbing for is usually there, but you are essentially picking up where the class left off and being the teacher for a day. So again, a little different, but just made me think about what is happening in education and what has been happening for a while now. So thank you so much. I love the show. Have a great day.
Okay, I didn't know that about teaching interviews. I had no idea. If that's something you've experienced, please write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com, because I had no idea that you had to substitute. Look, teachers do not get paid enough. I've seen so many videos lately of teachers dealing with rowdy classes or classes that don't respect them or violence. And I don't know if it's just because those are going viral right now or whatever, but I've run across a few. They don't get paid enough. And I wonder, I know the benefits are like opening young minds and stuff, but like, I gotta feel like it's super disheartening if you're a teacher going in with noble intentions. I gotta figure that it's like super disheartening to be faced with the reality of it. I mean, a lot of my friends are teachers in the South, and they've stuck it out for, must have been over 12 years, a bunch of them. And they do love it. And they have, you know, one of my friends is a principal now, but like, it's gotta be some of the hardest work that is like only minimally rewarding. And then when it is rewarding, it must be great. But I just couldn't be me. I don't know. I mean, I understand wanting to see how the teacher teaches, but I would want to get paid for that day, right? I mean, we talked about it in the last mailbag about getting paid for interview time. And I would think that maybe they should pay you for that time, even if it's just like a little stipend.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of work, here's another comment that we got that was talking about our mailbag episode that we did about polyworking, which is like another buzzword that basically means nothing, but it's like polyworking, like working at your job and then like having multiple jobs, right? And this person wrote, LOL, I for sure thought that polyworking was going to mean working multiple jobs on the clock before I heard the definition. Okay, yeah. So I support that. Sorry to come, you know, be on this podcast and be realistic and be a real person. I think you can work multiple jobs while on the clock for one job. And this person continued, I'm a social worker, so I did this for 5 years until going into private practice because that's what it took to get out of poverty. And I would encourage anyone in a low-wage industry job to find a job where they can pull off this strategy. So I'm talking about, like, if you work retail or if you work at a job like security guard or something. Obviously you have to pay attention, but something that is not super strenuous, not even strenuous. Do you know what I mean? Something where it's like you could potentially be doing like social media for another company while you're there, or you could automate some stuff that you could like be like, you know, working for a company where you're posting, you're doing stuff for their website, you're posting new products, whatever it is. I'm just giving examples. Something where you could be working multiple jobs at once while on the clock for another job. I say do it. I say go for it. What are they going to do? I mean, you could get in trouble and then play them this episode and say, Gabe Dunn told me to do it. So yeah, I also wanted to talk about something that's going on with me, which is I'm working with my boyfriend on merch for the Just Between Us podcast. If you guys have ideas for merch for Bad With Money podcast, please let me know because we're working on merch. The merch probably will already be out by the time this comes out for JBU. But it's been wild trying to set up like sales tax and working with like, should the tax be included? What should the shipping rates be for each? You know, how do you work around those for international? So I've been thinking about that a lot. And so has my boyfriend. So I was wondering if anyone here knows so much about that or knows a lot about like running a small business shop, you know, like an Etsy or something where you mail stuff out or you work with the drop shipping or whatever it is. I would love to hear advice for stuff like that because I think probably a lot of people here do that. And if people want to write in and have specific advice about how to do that, it would benefit me, but I think it would also benefit the listener. And we'll probably do an episode about it too, but I love hearing your guys' experiences. So if you want to write in, you can do so to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also contact me on Instagram @GabeSDunn or @BWMPod. You can also become a patron at patreon.com/GabeSDunn so you can see videos of these mailbags. Also, write in if you've made mistakes with small business stuff like that. I want to know what mistakes to avoid. My one friend told me that they had a bunch of fraudulent orders and had to deal with that. So any sort of horror stories, I would love to hear just so that I don't fall into those traps. It's a very selfish ask. But yeah, small business, drop shipping, merch or sales horror stories would be interesting to hear. And also stuff that you did well that you wanted to give me advice about. Again, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. I'm going to release you into your Friday. Okay, bye. Bad With Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps Scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.